Regretsville is brought to you by the Forever Dog Podcast Network.
Find us and other great podcasts at www.foreverdogpodcast.com.
And if you're loving what you're hearing, which I think you are, my friend, you better subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, okay?
All right, and get comfy, all right? Sit back and write us a nice review and give us a 5-star rating.
It's so easy. You just press 5 stars and then you say, beautiful people, inside
lovely,
and out.
Lovely, wonderful. Hair, her face, I wish body. I was friends with them. Yes. My regret is not knowing them in person.
Exactly.
And you can. We are real. We don't have
very
many.
Very accessible, okay?
Friends.
Very
really accessible.
Text so just, us, call us, whatever you have to
fine.
Do.
I'm looking for more. I mean, I don't love well, being social, yeah, but no, I, sure. I like friends.
Everyone loves a friend. Welcome to Regretsville. I'm Jesse Jawless.
And I'm Tracy Sorin, and together we're Sorin and Jawless. And this is our podcast.
This is our podcast. Welcome to it. And you might be out there being like, oh my God, I live my life and I don't look back, like no regret.
Live, laugh, love.
Right. And we're like, you know what, bitch? Take a big turnaround, make a U-turn, and go, what the hell did I just do?
Right. Come on. We're allowed to look back.
Please do.
And shame.
Listen, shame yourself and then love yourself. There's no shame. I'll say that. But we can shame ourselves.
It's fine. I'm fine with it. I've had enough shame and I'm embracing it.
Yes.
Today, what a wonderful guest do we have today.
Do we love her? First of all, we said, now I know you can't see her, but we said this girl's coming in. She always looks
tip-top.
Unbelievable.
Tip-top, always.
Wow.
Truly. It makes me, whenever I leave hanging out with her, I go, I should step up my game of what I wear.
Like,
I should
wake
buy
up
nice
a second.
Things. Yeah.
you could like
brush
literally.
Brush your hair, Jawless.
Brush your teeth. You're disgusting. Yeah. So it's Anna Roizman.
Yes.
Hi. So Anna Roizman. Hello.
Thank you so much for that intro.
Oh,
honestly.
We have to.
I mean it.
I
am wearing a couture gown right now.
She is.
Just, you know,
she
we
is.
Love it.
Just
podcast. Sure.
Google her. She looks beautiful all the time.
Yes.
She is a comedian and she's really killing it right now on the FB Live. She has a show called The Unemployed Show, and it's coming back Thursday, August 31st at 3 p.m.
Season 3, baby.
Season 3. She's already done 20 episodes, and she's been getting
some big names.
Press, man.
She also promised me a date.
I did.
So now that we all know that.
I need guys. Guys, fill out the form.
Yes.
Guys.
Single guys come out of the woods.
Please.
Because I really want to set Jesse up on a date. I think it'd be so much fun.
And I think Anna has the touch. I mean, I think she has the golden touch.
She's got the touch.
It's the Jewish touch.
That's it. I mean, it's... the whole movie? What is it?
Matchmaker?
Yes.
But what
were they called?
Yenta.
It was just called a Yenta?
Oh, was it Yenta?
I said Yenta in my head, and then I went, that's what that was called.
That was,
But I guess it is just a Yenta.
Well.
Anyway, Yenta's like a gossipy whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm like the millionaire matchmaker, but like not a million, you know, not for millionaires.
Yes. Not for millionaires.
Accessible.
Also, you know, she could.
I don't love her.
I feel like she's
she
rude.
Really
she
was
really
rude about curly hair.
She hates
she
curly
came
hair.
Out on curly hair, and she was like, if you have curly hair, no one will fuck you. And I remember watching it being like, well, I'll buy a straightener now.
Yes. And I was like, bitch.
We all have curly
hair. I can catch
hair.
A dick.
Yeah.
So suck it.
I have curly hair.
You see?
Have I seen you with your curly hair?
I usually put it up when it's curly. So.
Wow.
And that's because of Patty.
It's also because of Jewish shame.
I know.
I'm going to tell you that there was not a girl in my camp who didn't straighten their hair.
Mm.
I came back one summer and everyone had fully straightened their hair.
Yeah.
Not everyone,
when
but a lot
of
people.
I went to a girls' camp, but when we had socials with the boys, we blew out fuses because there were so many blow dryers and irons going on at once. Because it was like, the boys are coming, get rid of your curly hair.
I don't think people know that, you know.
Change yourself.
Every culture has something, and I think in the Jewish... In Jewish culture, if it's an Ashkenazi Jewish culture, it's sort of like, okay, you straighten your hair, talk about your nose, and...
I also think it's the thing
not positive.
Of, like...
It's not positive, I'm not saying it is.
The big change, though, like, if you have curly hair, and then when you straighten it, people are like, oh my God, you look so different, but it's the same thing when someone has straight hair and they curl it, you're like, So I try to remind myself that it's like the shock of...
Yeah.
Yeah. And you always want what you don't have.
Exactly. That's the thing.
But you know what? You all just got a little lesson there.
Lesson learned,
and
baby.
And don't talk to us about our curly hair. All right, leave it the fuck alone.
Yeah, just
we'll talk to each other about it. I don't need your fucking opinion.
That's okay. Yeah,
unless you like it, and then God bless.
Unless you want to date me, and then listen, my hair is your hair.
Exactly. Jesse really wants a date as we. So you know, you guys know by now how we start this podcast with a little regret of the week.
Here we go.
Jesse.
I'll start us off.
Go
well,
ahead.
Okay. So as some of you know, no one knows this, but your girl here is on a no sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm all about helping my body, helping myself, sort of like sugar is like the cigarettes of our generation.
I like gasped. I'm like,
I know. It's so hard.
Like, wait, sorry. Sugar's the cigarettes of our generation?
Yeah, you can quote me. Thank you.
That's because I'm pretty sure cigarettes are still the cigarettes a little bit.
But no, it's sugar.
Wow.
People don't realize how addicted they are to sugar and the whatever company, because everybody pays to it's just horrible. Our whole society. But it's like the whole low fat thing is bullshit. You should have fat. It's sugar that's bad. Mm. Anywho, it's this whole it's a scheme. It's a pyramid scheme. It's people on top trying to kill people on the bottom.
When's your documentary coming out?
That's really it. It's a lot of facts, and all those facts come from me.
Jesse Jollis.
And I never need
sugar
to cite
sucks.
It. Sugar sucks. So anywho, I'm not eating sugar. But then yesterday, I was with one of my friends, and I was doing well. I wasn't eating sugar. And then she was like, I went to this chocolate place, and I have this tray of chocolates. And I said to myself, but Jesse, you can have... Like, don't be weird is what I said to myself. I said, don't be weird. You can have, like, this can be, you can have one chocolate, which became like, you know what? Maybe this is a whole cheat day. And I ate so many chocolates, you guys.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
I know the thing is that you ate a lot of chocolate.
Yeah.
But your friend had a tray of chocolate.
Yeah.
It's classy as fuck.
Oh, I know. Well, she got it as a present.
Oh.
It was a present. A present and a tray of chocolate. And she was like, we have to eat it. It was very much like we looked at it and we went, we
but
gotta.
I have to call you out. For a second, because you said,
No,
it's trying to make you positive. Oh. You said you weren't going to
be weird,
and you weren't going to restrict your not be weird, but you weren't going to restrict yourself so much because that gets into dangerous territory.
It does.
We
do know danger.
And you had to. You said if you want a beer, you're going to have a beer.
Exactly.
If you want to, you know,
if I want a tray of chocolate, God damn it, I'm going to have a whole tray of chocolate.
But do you? So what's the regret there that you just couldn't?
You know, I would have
a tray.
I would have loved if there had been a little bit of. Moderation is key. Moderation?
Yeah. It is?
Yeah. I wish I had said, Jesse, yes. Like, how many do you want? Maybe four. That's a good amount to me. That's not chintzy.
Four.
Not chintzy. That's somebody who's really giving. Maybe a toffee, maybe a caramel.
How long have you been off sugar? That's my question.
Well, I did a full 10-day detox, which was really hard. That was the hard part. I did a full 10-day detox.
Did you feel anything?
I did. I felt great.
Wow.
So, like, when you had
my
a tray of chocolate,
cleared.
Did you just, like, bounce off the walls? Like, did you feel...
No, I felt slower and, like, lethargic. And never... What's funny is it never makes me feel full.
Because
it makes
chocolate,
you almost hungrier, you know? You want more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I was nervous about, like, how I would feel this morning, but I was fine. And I woke up, and so everything's fine. But...
She's not hungover.
Thank
she's not,
you,
she
guys.
Doesn't have a sugar
don't
hangover.
Don't have a sugar, whatever it's called, but... Yeah.
Hangover.
You know, I just wish I had had less. But at the same time, I say, it's okay, Jesse.
Whatever.
Yeah. Let it go. Who cares?
Let it go. Who gives
who
a fuck?
Who cares?
Who cares?
So I what? Mean, who cares?
Was it good? Was it worth it?
Very much worth it.
Yes.
Very good.
Good.
Yeah. And you weren't like, I don't know. This isn't the worst vice in the world. There's things that are worse.
Cigarettes of our generation, but what are you going to do?
Today's a new day.
Exactly. I'll still sort of push that cigarettes are a problem. Cigarettes are still a problem in our generation. Quit smoking.
No one should be smoking.
No one should. Yeah, it's bad. Okay, so my regret of the week is a little nerdy. I'm not going to lie.
Ooh.
So the eclipse is today. We're recording the day of the eclipse.
Oh, my God. This is history right
yes,
now.
Yes. It's a big deal.
We're in the middle of history.
And I have to be honest with you. I didn't pay attention. I didn't realize it was a big deal. I don't know what's going on. And I didn't get those fucking glasses.
Guess
and
what?
You know what?
Glasses are they're a scam. Okay? No one should look at the sun. I'm going to say that right now. This is too late. People who hear this will be too late.
Oh, yeah.
But I can guarantee you. People are going to ruin their eyes. My mom literally called me this morning being like, I don't care if you got the glasses from a scientist. Don't you dare look at the sun.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
think
her,
about
that's,
it.
You're, I'm like her so tempted. I'm like, what?
You're
so
staring
what?
At the sun.
At this point in my life, I'm like,
you
I've seen enough.
I watched this interview with a scientist where he like is holding up the glasses in a telescope and it burns right through it.
Really?
So what do you think?
Yes.
Do you think we're going to have reports of people like in the hospital with their eyes burned?
I don't know
now.
If it's an immediate thing.
Really?
I don't think it's like, the whole point is you can't really feel it. That's what they say. That's why it's not good.
Again.
Because you won't really feel it happening.
Here's my regret. I didn't fucking read a thing. I don't know what the hell's going on. And I'm so afraid. You know when somebody's like, don't touch it. And then you're like, I got to touch
like,
it now.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk out and go, I'm going to be, for
like,
some reason,
what
all
time
of a sudden.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be using the sun as like a dial. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I will shout out Chiquita Banana, who came up with a really good advertisement for this.
What?
Did you guys see that commercial?
No.
They come up, I was clapping on my in my room. They came up with this really funny commercial for a banana. They're like, they put a banana in the sky. It's very funny. I really, I had I got a kick out of
and
it.
And we're sponsored
it's very
by
short-lived ad that they put in all
but
the
But I said, you know
exactly.
what?
It was today, right?
It's Chiquita Banana Super Bowl.
It's not a long time, but you know what? I said, hats off to
I
you.
Mean, really, when did bananas have their heyday? I don't
Never,
think it's
not
like
enough.
Wait, but, my mom called and goes, ugh, Anna, this is everyone's making such a big deal. We had these like every week when I was a kid.
I was like, I don't think it works like that.
Mom, I don't know. Yeah, we have these all the time. Like, you just look out your window and it's like, oh, another eclipse. So maybe my mom can't see.
Yeah.
Maybe she's the problem.
She wears glasses.
Yeah. There my mother very like, we were eating dinner on Saturday and she went, can I get the glasses? Is there any way we could still get the glasses? And it was one of those moments where you're like, oh, I wish I got the glasses for my mom.
Yeah.
What kind of trash daughter am I?
Who
and
knew?
They're free. And they were free?
They're free everywhere.
Listen to me.
I have them, guys.
I'm going to tell you they might not be good. I'm going to say this right now.
Jesse's mom.
If they're free, I don't trust it. That's what I'll say. I'm paying $400. You can't look at it.
I'm going to send a picture of mine to your mom and see if they pass the test.
Okay.
Ooh, the lights just shut off
this
in the studio, and that
eclipse.
Was a sign.
This is what it's going to be
like. And this is what it'll feel
like. The sign was...
lights off.
Don't
look.
Don't
I don't
look
think
at the
you
eclipse.
Should look.
But I didn't get the glasses myself. I haven't read anything either. I'm kind of on... My boyfriend got them for me, which is very sweet.
Very sweet.
And he was like, yeah, I went to Warby Parker and got them. So in my brain, I feel like, oh, so they're going to be like cool eclipse
yeah.
glasses.
He'll be like hipster eclipse glasses.
I have the Warby eclipse glasses. So that's
I believe
a humble brag.
See, here's the thing. I know... I'm similar to you. That I was just talking about this with my boyfriend, how he can say one thing to me, and then I go, no. And then if my mother says it, I'm like, my mom said it.
Yeah,
so it's true.
Always.
So that's why.
I trust my mother.
I do. So now I'm just like, your mom doesn't believe in glasses, but my mom does. So we have a discrepancy.
I mean, there are reports that there's a number. There's supposed to be an identification number that will let people know if they're the right glasses. But then there's been reports that people are faking the number. So like now in my eyes,
people
I go,
trash.
Everything's out the window. How are you going to know if it's real or not?
Oh
like, I wouldn't take a chance on my eyes. My vision.
And that's why things have to be
my
legalized
light,
and regulated.
You know where my brain goes? I should go like sell some like bootleg, you know, eclipse glasses on the street right now, like right here in Dumbo.
Unemployed
you,
show.
Could you imagine how much money I'd make if I'm like, guys, eclipse glasses
exactly.
right here and I spend like $3.
She's always
like
thinking.
Hundreds.
Well, that
unemployed.
Is.
Unemployed. She's always thinking.
You know, I'm a businesswoman.
Businesswoman. That is a scam, but good for you.
How many businesses are scams?
True.
For real.
Yeah, right?
For real.
Everything's a scam. That's what you realize when you look at our society is that everything's a scam. Everything. It's all a
you
scam.
You just looked at your matcha. You're like, how much was I scammed? Thank you. A little too much milk.
I'm just going to save this for the whole day.
Yeah.
Like all three meals.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Good for you.
Can you imagine?
A little matcha.
Oh, my God.
A little matcha hit. So we... Those were regrets of the
week. I
feel
warmed up.
You know, I feel really warmed up.
Yeah.
I feel ready to go. I could run a marathon.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Just don't do it at 2:00.
No, exactly. Because
no.
I'm going to look up right up. So, Anna, we want to know.
We want to know.
We get to know our guests by their regrets.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
And so we need to know your regret to get to know you better.
Yeah. I have a lot. I was debating how to approach it because I have a couple of regrets. I feel like a lot of my regrets coincide with injuries or like things, you know what I mean?
Ooh.
Where I'm like, I could have just avoided doing something because I hurt myself. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Hindsight 2020.
Wow. Yeah,
getting
sure.
physical. Because I hacked my thumb last year.
I remember that.
I remember that, too.
It was a very popular injury on Instagram. Thank you so much for following my journey.
For liking, for commenting, are you okay?
There was a bigger story behind the
ooh,
thumb.
Really? Ooh,
yeah.
Tell. Please do.
So, like, okay, the thumb thing was, like, the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. I just regret trying to become Martha Stewart. That was sort of just like it was Oscar day.
Ooh.
And I was like, I'm having people over for the Oscars. And I had one friend who was vegan and I like wanted to appeal to the vegans. You
yeah,
know
of
what
course,
I mean? I eat meat, but she doesn't. And I'm like blaming someone. I'm like, she doesn't.
Yeah.
I didn't have knives and I was going to make avocado toast. I went out. I bought a whole like sharp set of not fancy sharp set
yeah.
of knives at like a fucking. I think I went to the like hardware store down the street from me. I was like, hello, I'm here to buy knives. I might cook.
Yeah.
They're like, get out. And And that night I had one drink. I wasn't like a drunk person, but I I tried to hack the pit out of the avocado.
Like, wait, to be fancy, you mean?
30 minutes into the Oscars.
So you mean you tried to
I tried to hack the pit. Yeah. Like, because on Food Network, like when you cut an avocado in half, you know how there's the giant pit. You can like take a knife and like it'll go right into the pit, and then you like kind of twist it and like pull it out.
Oh my God.
And I've seen it 100 times. I mean, you know, I love And Breathe Food Network, and my dog's Bobby Flay, for crying out loud. So I was like, oh, piece of cake. I've seen this before, and I just hacked my hand.
Wait, missed. So you completely missed. And
so
you...
I just like whacked my thumb. I have no feeling above the line. So I did. I went through the nerves, which was, I was crying. I was in a nice dress. I dressed up for the Oscars. I bought a TV that day. I was like on I was like, who am I? And I was just like, it wouldn't stop bleeding. So 3 of my friends took me to the ER. It was the first time I got stitches.
Was it like open? I can't even.
Was there blood everywhere?
Everywhere.
Did you scream bloody murder?
I would pass out. I screamed and I didn't want everyone to see me like hysterically cry. And so I ran into the bathroom and I called my mom, of course,
Of course, yes, you do.
That's the person you call. Yes. My mom's like, Anna, we're having our own Oscars party. Go to the fucking ER if you're, you know, bleeding to death. She's like, we gotta go.
Yeah.
Best supporting actress. I was like, what do I do? So, yeah, I went to the ER. Apparently, that happens a lot. They were like, oh, like, Jim, another avocado slice.
Are you shot like, that's face. A fucking joke.
No. They were like, you're like the 6th one this week.
I was like, what? I got to put a fucking warning on the bottom. Like, don't try this at home. You will hack your thumb.
I know.
That's unbelievable.
Of course, I'm always like, no way I could do that. I can't do any. They always do like, this is so easy. Even you can do this at home. You crumple it, twist it, move it to the side, and then just belay the thing. And I'm like, bitch, what? Like, I don't even. I like, you know.
She just learned how to like
mouth and chop it things out. I don't know how to cut. This is insane. Knives are dangerous.
Yeah. A lot of people thought I cut myself. I was like, nope. I just like hacked the shit out of
Wow.
Like. It's just like insane because you were like, I do understand why this is a regret because you're like, you essentially macheted your own hand.
Yes. I could have just stuck. I had so many other things. I had like meatball sliders. I could have just bought guacamole and been like, bitch, fucking put it on a piece of bread. Like, have fun.
I also think vegans, I will say, are very good.
That's what I do. Yes. I get it out with a spoon. I use everything with a spoon. Spoon it, baby.
I felt fancy. I felt like I did all of this. I can obviously hack a pit out of an avocado. That's like,
your hand below it. Why couldn't
I was
just,
holding it.
I don't know if if I were going to try to hack it, I would do it and just, if anything, I'm ruining the counter.
But how, see, but then you're hitting something that has no stability.
Well, yeah, but that's the risk I'm willing to take.
I mean, no, it's obviously the smarter choice.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest choice is just scoop the pit
scoop
out.
Scoop it.
Because if you are in like Dos Caminos, they'll scoop the pit out.
I guess so.
That's what they do at Dos Caminos.
Fucking, you know what? Giada doesn't do it that way. Okay.
Oh, well, you know.
And I'm fucking following the big dogs.
The big names.
Oh, listen, if they're doing it, I salute them, but I'm definitely not doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
It was a big mistake. But there was a reason why I got so fancy for the Oscars.
Oh, tell me.
What is it?
So this was my bigger regret. So I dated someone for 8 years.
Yes.
My ex-boyfriend. And he likes to cook, and he cooks all these fancy things. And Oscars was a big deal for us. Like, that's why I had friends over. I don't want to be alone on the Oscars. I was like, you know, that was like,
eight years
I'm like groping Jesse.
Yeah, please touch me.
And so I was like, I'm going to have like the most amazing Oscars party. So he was like, oh, me too. We're still friends. We talk a lot. We got a dog together. You know, he's like someone in my life. We're very close. And he was like, yeah, I'm having an Oscars party too. Him and his fiance.
Wait. Okay.
And I was like, oh, cool. So, like, what are you doing for your Oscars party? And it got competitive. And he had a fucking, like, 6-course menu with, like,
stupid
printed, like, on a fucking, like, you know,
what,
on
he's trying
stationery.
To be Oscars?
And I was like, wait, what? Yeah. And so he sends it to me. It's, like, course one, like, seared duck breast over a parsnip puree. And I'm just, like, losing my...
I'd be, like, pretentious. I hate this party.
Yeah. In my brain, I was like, I'm going to get a couple kettle chips and, like, some hummus. I don't know.
I'm
so
good.
I was like, I gotta step up my game. I was like, oh yeah, I'm just having a huge party too. Like, it's gonna be so fancy.
We're just doing like caviar and sort of like salmon and steak.
Yeah, I'm gonna do avocado toast and, you know, because that's what we eat in, you know, in New York City. Yeah, exactly. He lives in Baltimore now. I was like, it's a big deal here.
Yeah.
And so I was like, the whole day I was like, for the Instagram, like for everything, I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be the best. I'm gonna make the best looking
head.
Food. In my head, I wanted to be better than fucking duck breast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is so stupid.
Wow. So can I ask a question? This might get a little purse.
No, yeah.
I think we're doing
but
it.
But you're friends with him, but you still have this competitive energy.
I know.
What is this? Like, I'm just wondering, because usually, usually people, when I broke up with my college boyfriend, he was like, we'll never be friends. And I was like, bitch, absolutely, we will be friends. And then I realized, oh, no, that's not possible.
Yeah.
So
really?
How are you? Yeah, I was like, 110 now, and have not been friends with a serious ex-boyfriend since. So how do you do it? But then there's also this aspect where you're trying to compete against him.
I know.
Is that healthy? Well, am I allowed to ask the question? Is that healthy?
Yeah. I think, well, okay, we were friends for a year before we dated in college.
That's good.
We were friends for a year.
That's good.
To the point where, like, I was dating someone else and he was seeing other, you know, and we'd have dinner in the dining hall and I'd be like, bye, I'm going to go, like, you know,
to cool
parties now. You're a nerd.
Yeah.
And then we got together a year later when I was, like, less shallow. I didn't need to date the boring captain of the Harvard tennis team.
Yes.
I was like, I could date the short Jew.
Yeah.
Who's nice to me.
Of course.
Yes.
Which is how it
now
generally goes. Yes.
Right? So we were friends first. So I feel like that was probably like, that makes it easier to be friends after.
Very true.
Also, we like grew up together. We had like, you know, we were like together, this is going to age. We were 19 to 27 were the years we were together. Those are big years.
Yeah. Yes.
Like,
big years.
You learn a lot during those
Very
years.
Very true. It's hard to probably just be like,
growing pains, baby.
Yeah. We weren't immediate friends, though. It took a long time to become friends. Do you know what I mean? And we don't live in the same place. So when I say friends, we like call each other every so often. Or we like, you know. But I don't know. I don't like how the breakup took too long. Do you know what I mean? I regret not ending it sooner, I think. That
was
my bigger regret. I just didn't know how to be on my own without him.
Of course.
I think I was like, oh my God, but like, this is our life. Like, we had like three apartments together and like all this shit. And I was like, how could I just like be single Anna? Like, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to go on a date with a boy or like talk to someone. I was just so like jaded, I think.
Yeah. And a lot of people, I think, because there is still this messaging when you're in college, it's like, oh, you can meet your husband or you can meet your partner in college. Look, you can meet your partner in college. How wonderful.
I never thought that.
No, I think there's just
that never
outwardly
crossed my mind as I was at a frat party surrounded. I went, I think he's here. I just have to find him.
No. I know
he's
a lot of people.
I was such a mess in college.
Not me. I'm saying outward messaging.
Oh, other people.
Yeah, no. You're joking. I'm saying bitch, I didn't get a ring now and I've been with the guy for 7 years. I'm saying by choice, but I'm saying you know, I'm saying the outward messaging is you could meet your.
That's what they tell you outward.
Yes,
they
outward.
Say, get your MRS, baby.
Yeah, what is that?
Stupid. It's like go to college to get married.
Married. Your MRS, right? You were the one who told me that.
No,
my best
friend
in college, her parents met in the dorm room that we were in freshman year. So they were always like, Danielle,
oh my God,
where's the husband?
Oh my God.
It's like, no, thank you.
I was like, oh God.
It's such a, my parents were like, let's see if she can literally just stand by the end of this. Like, I was like, I can't, I was like, I'm bigger fish to fry, my friend, than one of these fucking assholes in a frat being like, marry me, I beg of you. Which
my
friends like are marrying those frat assholes who have like changed with time, and I'm like, you know what?
I do think people
riddle
do grow up.
Do they?
Yes, because people when you're a 19-year-old fucking moron.
Fool me once, baby.
Jesse's
shame on
like,
you. Fool me twice, I'm walking.
Dude, something at 18. I give people
that's nice.
Till like 24, 25. Because I was a
Listen,
fucking disaster
25,
at
your
23.
Brain is not fully formed. We know that,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
We know that.
That's why
so.
I said I shouldn't, my boyfriend should have never looked at me again. 110%. So, you know,
everyone's
but we were 23, 24.
Yeah.
But
I was like married then. I feel like I did the opposite. I was like a married woman in college.
But
and then as soon as I was 27 and single, I was like, I'm just going to like fucking have
New
sex
York,
with people.
New York
yeah,
does
I don't
that.
Know.
I think that is a New York. You watch Sex and
I like
the City
Benjamin
and
Button
go,
in the dating world. I don't know what
but
that
I mean, I also think
it got younger.
I mean, you know, I think that that's good that you, but you did decide to get out. I think a lot of people are like, well, I've been with him for, or I've been with them, you know, for like how many years? So I'll just get married, I guess.
Oh my God, I think a lot of people do that.
Settle. Yeah, well, that's why there's so much
divorce.
Was
very sick though. There was a reason we broke up, so it wasn't like I want to fuck other people. Maybe yeah. I don't know. It was sort of he was an alcoholic, and it was very hard to live with that. And that was what I regret. We spent 6 months together still, even after he moved out. That I was like trying to help him, and like
that's
the
hard.
Fucking worst. Yeah, because I didn't know what else to do, and I was like, oh well. I'll take him to AA meetings and I'll do this and I'll do that. And I like, you can't fix someone like that. Like,
they have to fix themselves.
Yeah, for sure.
Bottom line,
they
have to fix themselves. You can only save yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could try as much as you want, but if people don't want help, unfortunately.
You can only save yourself.
Yeah. It's really
truly,
not.
In life, you can only save yourself. You and know? That is something.
We're all sinking ships.
We're all, listen, if you put water in my ship that's sinking, I'm going to have to throw it back at you.
You're not going to.
And I'm already throwing with buckets as much water out of my sinking ship as
so
I can.
Noah's
Ark. Is there
right
any
now,
resentment?
Truly.
Do you have any resentment?
I don't know. You know, I like to like move on, but when I look back, I'm like, I wish someone had told me in those 6 months, like, Anna, this is, be yourself, like, just do this for you.
Do you think you would have listened though?
I don't know.
I think that a lot of times it's like you had to learn that lesson because now you know it.
Oh yeah, now you I'm know? Sure you know.
You're a stronger woman because of it.
I definitely am, but it was there were months and like I didn't do comedy shows, I didn't go out, I didn't like, I didn't even drink for like 6 months, 5 months, something like that, just because I was so angry.
Yeah,
yeah.
And my parents were like, oh, she's gonna kill herself, like someone help her, like, you know. And I went to therapy and I like tried to get my shit together, and then I think one day I literally like had a margarita with a friend. She's like, come on, let's go out, let's go have, we're gonna have margaritas. And I had a margarita and I like was like probably drunk after not drinking forever, and I love margaritas, and I was like, what the fuck have I been doing? I'm back.
You're back, baby.
I don't know,
that's what a marg will do. A good marg.
Not a trash marg.
No,
it's gotta be a good marg.
Trashy, I'm going to bed. Good marg, I'm out in the town.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, but that's a, you know, that's a, I like how this regret had a deeper regret.
Oh my God, it did. Too. It had a deeper regret.
This was like a, what is it, a Russian doll?
Oh yeah, little dolls with dolls in it.
You know,
a
the
Russian
dolls
doll,
with the dolls.
I think is what it's called. Just a Russian.
They were called something.
A Russian.
Louise.
I don't have
one. I have one in my house right now, but I, from my childhood.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Oh, that's cute.
It's interesting that you are still friends. That is something I'm still trying
to
figure
out.
Well,
I was going to say, it took like a year.
We have a problem
with
it.
We wouldn't talk for a very long time. After like, it was my birthday, my 27th birthday, and I was like, I don't want you to come. He was going to come into the city and come to my birthday. And I was like, I don't.
No.
And this was a week after he was drunk. And he like, you know, he kept having all these slip ups. Like he never went to rehab. He really should have.
Yeah.
You know, and I come from a family with two people who are now sober like 11 years. So he saw me go through all of that.
Right.
Right.
And it was just a lot. And it was, I was like, you know what? Don't come to my birthday. If I can survive a birthday without like my boyfriend there, like, I'm good, right?
Yeah.
I can do this on my own. Mm-hmm. So he didn't come to my birthday per my request, and I was just like, all right, we're done. I can move on from this. And it took like, I don't know, I want to say like 6 months, a year until we were like G-chatting again. And I was like, well, how's life? We never talked about drinking or partying or like any, you know, I didn't ask about his health. I was like, I can't like, you know, I can talk to you about like fucking Giada, you know what I mean? Like, hey, did you see the last Guy Fieri? You know what I mean? Something like that.
Wow.
But
or the dog or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Oh, he would cry if I talked about the dog, though. He would like lose his mind.
Of course.
But I don't know. Then we became like friends. As soon as he had a girlfriend, that was like, then he wanted to know about like my guy stat. Like, we didn't talk about that for a while. It was all in like layers. Do you know what I mean? We like peeled off. And now I feel like we're friends, but there's probably still secrets I don't know about.
Of course.
He was a secret alcoholic, too. That I didn't know until, like, the day I found out.
Wow.
Wait. Whoa.
He was so fucked up.
Oh.
He was just, like,
I know.
High-functioning?
He's a doctor. He's a clinical psychologist.
Shut your face.
He's probably going to sue me for speaking about him on this podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, we
nameless. We don't have a name.
But he's a good person, and I think he really struggles. Like, I think he's got, you know, I think for me it was like I started to learn more. I saw a therapist who was very good with like addiction.
you know, we always cheers to our therapist.
Yeah, if you want to cheers.
Oh my God. Pammy is mine.
I don't have
Julie,
one right now.
But that therapist.
But who was it?
Oh my God, Anita.
Anita. Cheers to Anita.
Cheers
I love
to Anita.
Because you know what? We all need an Anita.
I saw Anita for 3.5 years.
Absolutely.
And then it was less about addiction stuff and more about I couldn't pay her hundreds of dollars every week to be like, you really don't get paid to do stand-up comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't come here anymore.
Yeah. No, makes sense.
But good for you. I mean, she helped me realize that it is a disease. You know, it's a disease just like anything. And I really couldn't wrap my brain around that. I was like, just fucking stop. Like, I don't get it. And so that, I think for me, it was like once I looked at him as a very sick person instead of like...
Yeah.
Yeah, someone who's fucking up, like, I was like, oh, I feel bad for you. You're going to struggle with this forever.
Of course.
Unless you get the help.
People really do. They really do struggle with it.
Listen, mental illness.
We talk about it every
something night. Not to take lightly, no. My friend. Truly.
An addiction.
It's an addiction. You know, people get mad because they look at it as a choice when really it's the same thing with suicide. I hate to bring it up, but it is something where they go, oh, he gave up. And it's like, he was sick.
Yeah.
Like, and the sickness overwhelmed him. Excuse me. I got,
like, got a little scared.
It's
getting emotional.
It's a lot. It's just, you know, it's something to, it is something to have compassion for, even though when you are dealing with it, it feels, because you can't do anything, you have no control.
No control.
So it's the same thing with truly when you have a friend who's going through diabetes and you have no control.
Yeah.
That's the worst part, is you have no control.
Diabetes?
And it's like you want to...
Well, I'm saying like cancer, anything that you're watching someone go through and you go, I can't help you. If I could, I would.
Not to laugh at diabetes. Both my grandparents had it. They were stabbing themselves at the dinner table. It's not, I'm not trying to whatever. Yeah. I'm really not trying to whatever. It was. I just actually found my grandfather's old insulin cake in like a drawer.
Keep that frame. Oh,
yeah, so frame nice. So wonderful.
Token.
I'm sure that's the memory he'd want.
Oh boy.
Not all the happy ones.
Anyway, you have to imagine how embarrassed I was after, you know, the recap of the Oscar parties. I was Matt. His name is Matt. I was like, how was your Oscars party? You know, and he was like, oh, it was amazing. You know, the Dover soul really came out, you know, juicy. How's yours? I was like, I spent 7 hours in the ER and got
hospital
eight
bill.
Stitches in my thumb.
And now I can't feel. At least they saved the full thumb. At least you didn't hack the whole thumb. Like,
I know.
In
Friends. I was in hand therapy for 6 months.
Really?
Shut up.
I loved my hand therapist. I was like so fascinated.
Okay, well, cheers to your hand therapist.
Oh my God.
Wait, that's very interesting.
What was her name? Her name was like Debbie or something.
Debbie, cheers to Debbie. I mean, sorry, I do need a sip.
She was like a Long Island young mom with hair down to her like fucking knees.
Yes.
And she was like, I've been a hand therapist for 12 years. And I was like, specifically hands, not any other body part.
Can you?
Hands.
She had her own office.
Yeah.
I was like,
well, people fuck up their hands.
If you ask me, hands are maybe one of the most important.
Yeah.
If I'm losing my hands, I'm not writing. I'm not waving. Giving people a thumbs up, thumbs down.
For 6 weeks, it was February, right? Isn't that when the Oscars? It was February.
Yeah.
And it was freezing cold in New York.
Yeah.
And I couldn't put on jeans or pants because my hand was all wrapped up. So I couldn't like do buttons.
Wow.
Because you need your thumb to do buttons.
Yeah.
You don't even realize. I didn't realize. I was like, it's my left hand. I'll be fine. I'm a righty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't do jeans. I would wear dresses with like knee-high socks or like as high thigh-high socks.
Sure, you look cute.
And I was like, but I was freezing.
Yeah,
because I was scared to wear tights because they were tight and hard to get down. And I was like, I'm gonna pee myself.
Oh my god!
It was all about like, what's the best way to?
I would have thought to do this. Like, I would shit myself
to go to the bathroom. I had a friend come over and open packages for me in my mail one day because I was like, can you just like open all these things?
Wow.
My mom finally came in weeks after. Before I think when I had stitches for like 2 weeks, they had to put in more because it didn't like heal properly. I don't fucking know.
Jesus.
And I was like, Mom, can you like change my sheets and like, you know, zip my dress up? I was like, I want to wear a dress
all
with
because
a zipper
of veganism.
I know that, right?
Just kidding. It's fine.
I did treat myself to a couple blowouts. I'm not going to lie. I was like, I can't hold a blow dryer. So I'm going to try one of those fancy dry bars that
but
I've
you know
never
what?
Gone
was
to.
Was it fun?
So fun.
Yeah.
She became
like
a therapist
fun.
To me.
Leah
on 21st
but
Street.
Oh, that's Leah. What our grandmothers did. They got their hair done every week and they got it set.
Yeah.
True.
You know, we just changed that up. So you really just went back to the 50s.
I think
60s.
So.
They did. They would. I mean, I don't know if it's like, it was like a net. It was like a frick.
Your grandmother. Yeah, your grandmother's hair.
Hard as a rock. Like that thing was up
and
just.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, well.
My grandmother, apparently, my grandfather was having a bypass surgery or some type of heart surgery, and my grandmother was like, God.
The
I
one
have a
hair
found
appointment. The insulin.
Oh, the other one. The other one. My very nice and warm grandmother was like, I have a hair appointment. A call later.
While he went to surgery.
May
to get
she
that
rest.
Appointment. Hard to get that appointment.
May
though.
She rest. You guys, what a cold woman.
My
may
grandmother, I have a 96 year old grandmother who's still alive.
Mazel.
Grandma Mazel. Lila.
Fighter.
She's a very tough lady. We weren't allowed to call her anything cute. My other grandma, who passed away, my mom was like, you know, my person. My grandma Lila was, I would go by Grandma Lila. That was it.
Yeah.
So she's 96. She's great. She's like sort of with it. She has, you know, she can't remember anything short term. And the other week for her birthday, my mom was like, we should get her hair done for her birthday. She doesn't go to the salon anymore.
Right.
She doesn't do anything anymore. You know, she stays at home. Someone lives there. She's very funny, but she can't remember anything short term. So we go to the hair salon, and she was always a very mean, vain lady. Like, always had perfect red nails, very set hair, you know, dyed hair.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah.
And I take her to a hair salon the other week, and she sits down. She, like, turns into her old self. She was like, the woman's like, how do you want your hair? And I'm just sitting there, and I told the woman ahead of time, listen, she can't remember stuff.
Yes.
She might, you know, lose it a little bit in the chair or whatever. And she was like, my grandma's like, well, straight, blow dry it straight, you know? So the woman does her hair. She does a really good job. My grandmother looks in the mirror, and she goes, oh, God, this looks flat. What did you didn't even do anything to my hair. Set it in curls. Because the woman had said, do you want me to do it in curls? Set it in curls? And she goes, no, straight. So the woman then sets her hair in curls.
God bless.
My grandma looks in the mirror after the curls. She goes, this isn't how I look. I don't look like this. Do it straight. I told you to do it straight. Well, she did her hair like fucking four times. I looked at the woman. I was like, I'll tip you really well. Like,
oh my
God. You know what?
Oh God. God bless.
It was
that
the
woman.
Funniest fucking day ever, though.
God
I was
bless.
Just like,
sometimes you look in the mirror and you go, who is that? We've all had that day.
Don't look like me.
Who is that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've looked at myself and gone, something's happened.
And I think it also is obviously harder, you know, when they get older. Like, my grandmother used to draw her eyebrows on.
Oh.
And I'll tell you, the hand got a little unsteady.
She was ahead of the trend. Now
the
we
hand
give up.
Got a little. Oh,
that's always hard to be like, you know what? We're going to put a pause on that because
imagine,
we're going up and then we're going down.
So unfortunately, and not to, again, may she rest wherever she is
was
up or down.
Was it a black or like a soft brown? You know, like.
Yeah. No, it was black. I mean, it was black.
It was like
and, highlighter. And, you know, it became like almost, it was a lot at the end there. But again, you know, it didn't help her demeanor since she was a very cold woman. It didn't like, I the way I explain my grandmother
like
is she's like Betty White, but if you never wanted to hug her and she was never in a Snickers commercial. Like Betty White as if like.
I feel like our grandmothers would get along.
Yes. Just remove everything you like about Betty White and then keep the face.
My grandmother got divorced from my dad's dad when my dad was like 12 and she was like, I don't need a man. She like never remarried.
Yeah.
And then it's a really ugly divorce.
Can I say something really funny?
Yeah.
So I don't remember the exact. Sorry.
Try.
Not funny.
Try
like
us.
Comedy. I meant like this is funny.
I'm
gonna like,
make you guys literally shit your pants with how funny this is. Is that okay with you?
Literally. Hold on. It's funny because I'm gonna
come up with your joke. We're next.
Know, I'm in a room of comedians, so it's not a joke. It's just like you know this is a funny thing.
Yeah.
But it's I literally okay. So I was a women's studies minor. My first class.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you. In my first class. When I was like learning all about feminism, had no idea what the fuck was going on. My book literally stated something of the effect of Jewish women. It's an equal matriarch and patriarch with Jewish women sort of leading the pack. Like it was sort of like everyone else was like they are under the man crumbling, like they're under the thumb of their Christian, you know, husbands. And then they were like, and also another fact was. Jews like seltzer. It was in my book.
Oh my God.
Not kidding. It was in the book and I was like, both true. Because my great grandmother left her husband at like, and was like, don't need you moving to Denver. Denver, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And tried to take my bubby with her.
Wow.
Not kidding. And they rode on a bus for like a ton of days. Yeah, that was my great grandmother. And so when I read that fact, I was like, right. The Jewish woman is the neck.
Is
I will say
neck.
From Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Listen, Ivy.
I still have that book, so I will find it. I will find that
find
book.
It because I need to see it.
Yeah, because I love seltzer.
Yes.
Ooh, oh, that confirmed a lot
me,
for me.
I literally was reading this and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
In this book about feminism.
And Jewish women.
Love Jewish women.
They like seltzer. Oh, God.
You know, we hit some things and we dropped the others.
Yes.
I'll say that. And that book, maybe we went, I don't know. I'd love to know who wrote it and who decided that. And what was the research done?
I actually think who wrote it was my teacher. My feminism, one of my teachers in the women's studies program, who also said that she decided in the 60s to no longer date men. She was like, she didn't feel that she was gay or straight. She said, I'm choosing to never be around a man again. Mm. And I was like, bitch, get it. And she was like in her mid to late 70s. And she was my teacher and she was still like, fuck 'em. And I was like, you know what? I know what school I'm going to. Oh, shout out to SUNY New Paltz.
Oh my God.
I loved it.
My grandma had a boyfriend at like 90 though. A phone boyfriend. Phone call boyfriend. Only over the phone.
Listen, it counts.
You know, it counts.
It counts.
And I remember.
It counts.
This old man. My grandma broke her hip and I went to go see her in the hospital. First of all, it was a terrible thing. She treated all the nurses like the help. She was like, the help here is great. I was like, they're fucking registered nurses. She's the worst woman ever, you know, and she's in there looking like a corpse with her fucking like hip in the air with pins in it and shit. And she had like perfect red lipstick. She's like ghost white with like red lips talking about the help. And she gets a phone call while I'm sitting there from Morty.
Morty.
This is ridiculous.
Morty. This is like so stupid. Morty fucking calls her room. How does he have a room number at the hospital, right? Well, he calls her room.
It's legit.
She had surgery on the hip and everything, whatever. Meanwhile, my grandma forgets that she has a cane now. Like, it's so crazy how she recovered from that at like 90. And Morty calls and she's on the phone and all I hear is her end. And she's like laughing and giggling, which I've never seen her do. She's usually like, what's on your face? You look horrible. And she's like, ugh, Morty, I know. Stop telling me that. I know I should have married you, but you weren't educated enough. She's like, you didn't go to college. How could I marry you? She was like, I couldn't date. I could have married someone who didn't go to college.
Wait.
And then Morty sends. This is great. Meanwhile, Morty apparently is from like some, like, I feel like his family's like A&W root beer or something.
Oh my
like,
God.
He didn't need to go to college. You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter. She's 90 years old. Yeah.
Listen, this woman has standards.
He sent tickets to go on a cruise.
No.
He was like, I want you to come on a cruise with me. This is it. This is our time.
I love it.
I love him.
That's beautiful.
Morty. Listen, Morty, I'm interested.
Did she go on the cruise?
Oh, well, has the ship sailed?
Morty died.
Yeah. And I miss him.
She gets out of the hospital. My dad was like,
the cruise?
And he didn't get to go to college.
She hurt herself. So that was when she was going to go to Florida. And then he's like, we'll postpone the cruise. And then my dad, I remember, like, he finds out Morty dies. And death doesn't scare a 90-year-old woman who just had hip surgery. So he was like, Morty died. My grandma was like, okay.
I'll see him soon.
Too bad. Yeah. If he had a BA, I would be more upset.
Yeah. She used to say, yeah, this man, my grandma was so very funny. Beautiful. She was a very beautiful lady, but also like tough. So she was
tough. Like, they all had to be
tough.
You
didn't go to college? You think I was going to marry you?
You're going to tell me? Their family escaped some shit when somebody was trying to kill them.
Yeah, right.
Then they were working. My bubby was chopping chains at 12.
Isn't that so funny, though? Because my grandmother too, when she was getting her hip replaced in the place, we came in, she was like, that one woman comes in here, and I told her to turn down the bed. And it was like, well, you can't boss these nurses around.
This, oh my God!
She's like, well, now we're like, she's in a fight with a nurse. We're like, wait, what?
Oh my God! I did this
because they're all racist. Our grandmothers are all racist.
Let's be serious.
Truly,
truly. And you know what though? The generations have changed.
Yes.
Oh my
and,
God.
You know.
And there's no change in it. We actually have a rule with her is please don't comment on how people look. I beg of you.
Oh, her grandmother
She would go, you look good, you look good. Hello? And you'd be like, well, it's not my day. That's okay.
Her grandmother is, the first time I met her grandmother and we were doing this video, 10 minutes into meeting her, she was like, put your hair up.
Yeah.
She was like, it's not going to, this isn't helping you.
Yeah,
put your
hair
up.
You won't like it.
My sister doesn't wear that. She used to not wear makeup at all. And then one day we were going to my grandma Lila's. My sister had like fucking full face of makeup. And I was like, whoa, Sarah, what are you doing? Why are you wearing so much? She goes, Grandma Lila only tells me I look pretty when I have a ton of makeup on.
It's true.
I was like, wow, that's so sad.
They're, you know.
Different generations.
I will say our grandmothers all sound very
fun.
Probably come from the same mince, pinsk, and fucking whatever. Yeah. And, you know, but it's funny because it's the same thing. My grandmother also broke her hip and I came in.
Everyone's breaking hips.
And I said, I had to say to them because apparently they told me that she was yelling and stuff. And I said they were about to give her medication that would maybe be too much because she was annoying them so much that they were going to give her this inhaler. Listen. And I went and I said, Bubby, this is not Puff Puff Pass. You cannot do this. I said, she thinks this is Puff Puff Pass. It is not.
Puff Puff Pass.
She was literally about to, like, she, I was like, this is insane.
Oh my God.
She's yeah. over inhaling?
Yeah, she it was a steroid. She was only supposed to take it. She had an inhaler that wasn't a steroid. So she kept being like, it's my inhaler. And I was like, no, this is steroids. You cannot take as much of you want from this.
Was she high?
She was. You know what? I wish she was high. You know what I'm saying? But also,
oh, boy.
May they all rest. But, you know.
My grandmother's still alive.
Okay. Yes, yeah, your grandmother's still alive. But, you
so
know.
So is mine. My other one died.
Yeah. Yes. No, mine right. sadly passed, but, you know. They gave us laughs till the end. I'll
they
tell
really
you that
do.
Much.
They do.
Gave us laughs and some
I
pain.
Wanted to tell you, you guys can't see this on the pod, but see these earrings?
Yes. Yeah.
My grandma, because she can't remember things, she has a problem with QVC. So my mom Ooh. One day called and was like, do you want to, my grandma orders over and over and over again. And then my dad thinks like, you know, I'm asking for money. I'm like, no.
Yes.
He's like, did you ask for $1,400 from your grandma? I'm like, no, but I should if it's that easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she orders QVC. So my mom one day was like, does anybody want a pair of gold hoop earrings? Your grandma has 200 pairs. And showed up.
I don't mean to laugh.
It's so funny. My dad didn't want to take the thrill of shopping away. So someone comes to her house and packs it all up and sends it back.
Oh,
she has
that's
like
nice.
I like 7,000 really nice. Tubes of eye cream.
That's
oh, my TV. God.
Is she still calling? So yeah. She'll call and say,
she calls.
I want 7,000
She has
tubes.
Like a debit card because my dad took away like credit cards. But she has a debit card and she'll, yeah, she'll call. She'll call and then like 10 minutes later she'll be like, wow, anti-aging eye cream. Yes,
I gotta
I need
get that.
That. She'll have like 400 of them.
And I think that's how QVC is built. On the backs of older women drawing on their eyebrows with a red lip who can't leave.
Yeah, and are like, you know what? I love that bag. And I could wear that bag.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if your eye cream.
You know what?
Anyway, aren't they cute?
They're
adorable.
So cute.
Thanks. They're and very fun.
QVC.
This just made me a little sad since both my grandmothers have passed, but...
Puff passed.
They both could have done that a little bit more.
Yeah.
That I wish that I had... You know, we had them on this podcast. It'd be so funny to hear their regrets.
It would have been
I
too
did
much.
A... I was telling you, I did. I started a podcast with my mom, and
wow.
I had like three. And then she died. She got then she
oh,
got
yes.
sick and she died. And I never released them or anything. But
well,
I have these episodes.
It's beautiful. That's how we feel about. We did the video series both with our grandmothers. So it's really nice now to know
to have that.
Yeah.
Very happy. My bubby went viral. She went viral before. You know. So that was
I used to make my grandma curse in videos. I don't know if you ever saw. I used to make her curse.
Fun.
Oh, I love that.
I'd say the worst word you know, and she'd say, "Fuck." And but then she would say words that don't go on the same plane as "fuck." You know, I'd be like, "Say the most terrible word you know," and she'd be like, "Lesbian." I'm like, "No, it doesn't go."
No, and also,
dick. She'd be like, "Dick, balls, gay."
I'm like, "Oh, God." It's so funny because
trying.
I can't like that's another thing, and I know we grew up a little differently in terms of cursing.
Yeah, that's true.
Her family really did not.
We were not allowed to curse.
I'm learning so much about
My
your relationship.
Parents did not curse.
Really,
they still don't curse. I'm not allowed to say curse words.
And they
words
have multiple comedian children.
Yeah, my brother doesn't really curse.
Wow,
but he holds
it just like he did when we were younger. He would go. Because I was like, I feel like we should curse, like we're kids, like you know, like kids are cursing.
They're like, oh
and
no,
my brother
the daughter's
like,
revolting.
Yeah, I know,
the middle child,
just exactly just reaching for any sort of attention. And he was like, you gotta hold it, Jesse, so that when you use it, people know you mean it. And I was like, wow.
He said that literally. He was on this podcast a few episodes ago and said the same thing.
Yeah.
He's like, a fucking comedy. You gotta hold it and you gotta use it right. And I was like, I get it.
So how do you feel like bad when you curse now, like because of how you were raised? Like when you go off on something or someone, are you like fine?
I love it. I love cursing. I mean, I love the words. I love using it. I, you know, still will. If I sometimes go home and I'll slip every. It's only like when something bad happens. I'll be
do
like,
they
oh.
wash your mouth out. Or
they'll
like,
both be like, Jesse. Or like, Jesse, you really can't, like, you're pulling me out of the story. Like, they won't watch my videos that have a lot of cursing or any of that.
We have some videos coming out that I don't think both of our families will like. And that's how you know they're a little raunchy.
So I'm going to love them.
So you're going
to love them. But yeah, my parents are very strict on that. They're very old fashioned that way. like, I was like, my parents always are Mr. and Mrs. Jawless. Like, no one says their first name, which is so funny because when Tracy came to visit, my dad was like, call me Rob. And my dad was, my mom was like, call me Ronnie. And I was like, what's happening? Like,
they're cool now.
No, there's a front. They were like,
for the New York gal.
Yeah, they're trying to be cool. I was like, what is this?
They just
this?
Loved. They just loved you so much.
Oh, yeah. They were like, it's a kid.
Another daughter.
Oh, my God. I'm not allowed to call them Rob or Ronnie.
Yeah. I only called my parents by their first names. People think it's weird that I call them Lee and Rich. Yeah, because they cursed at me all the time.
Cursing left and right.
And I started calling them. People were like, isn't that rude to call your mom Lee? And I was like, well, she always, when I was a kid, I realized she'll respond to Lee. Right? Mom. If I'm like, mom, she'll like stay on the phone. If I'm like, Lee.
Yeah.
Boom, I got her attention.
Wow. Well, are you middle or are you, what are
I'm
you?
The oldest.
Oldest, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know,
you learned.
I set the precedent.
You set the bar, baby.
Yeah. You know.
You set that bar high.
Lee and Rich. The worst is I look in my phone for Lee.
Oh.
And I have her in his mom, but I was like, I should change it.
I totally, there was one time I was sitting next to my friend Alana, and shout out to Alana because I know she listens to this podcast, but I literally like,
shout out to Alana.
Love you so much. And I literally looked at her phone and she had mom's cell and I was like, why is my mother texting you?
Yeah.
Because I was so used to seeing mom's cell in my own and
that's
I was like,
me. Mom is
and
me.
I was like, that's my mother. Why are you texting her? And she's like, I have one too.
I think it's funnier to do it like I used to say my parents' names with my friends. Like I thought it was the funniest thing. Like when we'd have a sleepover and they'd be like, how is your family? I'd be like, well, Rob is out of the wazoo, coming home with briefcases, and Ronnie, I can't get her to make dinner on time. Like we thought it was the funniest thing to talk about our parents that way.
You know what? It was such a quaint
also,
life.
Also, Rob and Ronnie. I don't know. What a couple.
Great.
What a name. Yeah, they're really rocking it.
Oh,
Mine are
Lee and Richie.
I don't hate it.
No, it's very
I don't
cute.
Hate it. My grandfather was Lee.
Hmm.
I love a gender neutral name. I really do. I think it's
Ronnie's gender.
Oh, yes.
I know.
Yes. I do too. Except my sister's name is Joey, which is a gender neutral, but not when I was younger and I was the younger sister who would beat the shit out of someone. Not really, but like I would yell at them. And then somebody
Tough
was
cookie.
Like, your sister's name is a boy's name. And I was like,
Tracy
how
was like a little chihuahua.
Fucking
like, really
dare
loud.
You.
You're like, who's going to come at me? But then it's a little chihuahua.
I'm still the same.
Oh scrappy, baby. Scrappy. I'm not calling you not scrappy.
You
I mean, that girl's
shut
coming
the fuck
out.
Up.
She's coming out. She's scrappy.
Well, speaking because I have a great aunt who literally will curse you out if you give her the wrong bread. Like, she cursed like a person. You know what I mean? And she was...
Well, if I ask for a ride.
Oh, yeah. She was...
She was... Just picture you all, like, creeping up.
She's...
Like, don't give her the wrong bread.
If you ever meet her, she is the... You've met her. She is a... hot tamale, and she will rip you down. And she told a story recently that she, and it's just very quick, but she lived on the Lower East Side because they lived on the Lower East Side, you know, Jews,
as you do
when you were in the whatever 30s, 40s, whatever it was. And she was walking out of her house, and a guy was following her. And for a few days, and
he followed her because
he knew that he came out when she went to work, and he would wait there for her, follow her.
Yeah, that's weird.
Wait there, and she was like, "What the fuck is going on? Who's this fucking asshole?" She tried to get her brothers in on like to kick his ass, but you know,
no one ever comes.
You know,
that.
And I guess they did fine, but then so she walked out, and she literally said, "If you come again, I'll cut your dick off. I'll cut your fucking balls off." And this is she still does the same
She's
stuff.
She's Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah, she is. She was like, "I'll cut them the fuck off if you don't stop following." And then he goes, "But I love you." And that's what he said to her. And she was like, "You love me? You don't fucking know me." This was literally 1930s on the Lower
East Side.
I gotta
take note.
That's what I
gotta take note.
And people say that I, they call me Trazi after her. So come near me and I'll cut your fucking dick.
Wow,
and balls off.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
That's what they say. Scare crazy with crazy.
That's it.
I love you too, boo.
That's it.
I think I'd go the wrong direction. Point is,
yes.
Defend yourself.
Let me tell you something.
I really thought you were going to be like, and that's my grandpa.
That's my grandpa now.
It worked. You knock, 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 and you knock again.
An insane person. They had them then.
I feel like the old stories are. That's what I hate. It's like, my
girl. They're just a bunch of men following women.
No, it's like, and then I said no, and he kept coming, and then I got tired. So then, sure. Like, I was like, wait, what? Like, can I just. It was like, your grandfather. That would
until
not
you land
stop.
Yeah.
And I was 14. I'm like, wait a second. It's like, you got to lock it down by 16 back then. Like, you know, I was trying to do my homework. But he kept coming up to the window. My mom was like, who's this kid? I said, I think I love him.
That's really what it was.
You know, and you're like,
that's every love story.
That's every love story is, I mean.
It's like, I hate him, but I stuck with him.
Yeah. Of course. Exactly. I hate him. I want to kill him.
Or
but you know what? What am I going to do?
You know what? Or it's like my grandparents, they were first cousins. And I was like, okay.
Okay. Thanksgiving got rocky.
And they were all like, that's what you did. You just looked, you looked at the Hanukkah dinner and you went, all right, not my brother.
Wow. Yeah. Not my brother.
They came from the same village, first cousins. And I was like, and is that? And shout out to Julie, my therapist.
First cousins, first that can't cousins. Be good.
And it was close. That, yeah. This is not first cousins, you know, 14,000 years ago. This is my great-grandparents were first cousins.
God. Wow. Well,
you know what? I'm fine.
Are you okay? It's like a tight family. Always been a tight family. You know, that family is, yeah, we're love. Tight. There's love there that shouldn't be. But there is. It is there, you know?
I bet you. I bet you if you look in your whatever.
Oh, we got brothers and sisters together.
First other. Cousins. Every Jew is like
my grandma used to say how hot her brother was. She's like, oh, she'd compare every boyfriend of hers. She'd be like, oh, but no one was as good looking as Jackie. Jack. Oh. But they called him Jackie. She's like, Jackie was the best looking man you ever saw. And I was like, your brother.
What?
Like, I look at my brother and I think, annoying, awful, yeah. Shave, cut your hair. You know what I mean? Yeah. Those are the things I think.
Right. So you don't think Danny's hot?
I mean, it's like.
Like to this day, my grandma passed away last year, but she'd whip out pictures of Jackie and be like, look at him in a bathing suit at the beach. I was like, what the fuck?
You know what? It was,
I never even said that about my grandpa. Just like, her brother. Oh my God.
You guys are learning a lot about our grandparents on this podcast.
I know.
We went from a regret straight to our grandparents. But this is how we honor them.
This is how we honor them. Because, you know, they take out the old pictures.
I know. Should we go back to my regret? I have so many more.
You could do one quick fire regret if you
quick
want.
Quick fire, baby.
You could do a quick fire. Baby. We got a few minutes. We could do a quick fire.
Do you do those?
Is this a first time ever quick fire regret?
Lost my shit at Duane Reade yesterday. Left without what I wanted to purchase.
Why'd you lose your shit?
What did you...
I just regret it. And then I tweeted at them and I heard back from, you know, corporate Walgreens.
Listen, I like that someone's listening.
Wait, what happened though?
I wanted to buy the trail mix with the M&Ms that Duane Reade sells. And I was like, and I needed toilet paper. And I get to the front and she like can't find how much the trail mix is. She's like, I can't find it anywhere in the computer. She like goes to another computer. She can't find it anywhere. There's a whole line. I'm like, if you can't find it, like, I don't know, maybe like call someone.
Yes.
I don't know. And she goes, how much was it? And I go, I don't know. I'm not guessing. She goes, what is it? $2.99, $4.99, $3.99? I was like,
you would have been like 3 cents.
I would have been like, yeah, I would have been like $1.99. It was on sale. Let's get this over with.
I should have been quick. Instead, I was like, listen, lady, you should maybe look it up or go find out. And I was like, this is ridiculous. She goes, it's not ridiculous. And I was like, you know what? I don't need it. I guess I don't need it because you won't properly charge me for it. I left a toilet paper, no trail mix. I fucking tweeted at them, your Williamsburg employees at Duane Reade are dumb. And they like get back to me. And
you said dumb was the wording?
I said dumb.
Okay.
This is a regret.
Yeah, regret.
This is a regret.
Rout row.
Because then they were like, we'll take care of her. And I was like, oh no, I didn't want to get her fired. I just wanted a fucking discount on trail mix. I wanted you to be like, here's $10, shut the fuck up. And I would have been like, thank you.
But how crazy that you said dumb and they were like, we know who it is. We'll get rid of her. It's Tanya. Tanya, you dumb bitch. Get up here.
I also love that because it's like, there's a Duane Reade you can't swing a dick in New York without hitting a Duane Reade. You can't find an apartment unless you want to live in a Chase Bank or in a Duane Reade.
I gotta wear a wig now to that Duane Reade.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm at the corner of Happy and Healthy, I better be able to get a fucking trail mix. Don't promise me that and not give it to me.
Yeah, and the trail mix with the M&Ms.
It's the good one. It's the magic mix. That's the good one.
I love that. Sometimes you do things.
You do, like, do.
Always
you
do. I always tweet at the company.
Really?
I love that. That hasn't worked for me. Like the bus company, I'll be on a bus and we'll be late and I'll be like, I'll tweet at the company being like, interesting that I guess we don't have to be on time because the bus will wait for us. And every time they're like, sorry, you had to wait. Like,
you gotta be meaner. Just be like, this bus is fucking dumb. And they'll be like, what happened?
But I guess also, I have to be vaguer. I'm like, Chopped, more angry.
Hey, at Chopped, I found a fucking hair in my salad. I guess I'm going to Sweetgreens. And they're like, what? Wait, here's $20.
And
so sorry.
Oh, speaking of our grandmothers, we got some things from them.
Yeah, I guess we did. Look at us tweeting.
Look at us. They're not tweeting, but they were calling. My grandmother called, my great aunt called the FBI. I'm
not kidding. Not calling, the police.
They had to be the receptionist.
Above the police. Calling the FBI. I think this was sad, though, because it turned out that where they took my family dog and her dog, They were supposed to cremate my family dog and said they threw him into a pit. And they found later that they were throwing a ton of dogs. They found this pit with a ton of dog bodies. And my great aunt was very concerned that her dog, who she has an oil painting of, was I literally am her, was very concerned that the dog was not buried correctly and was calling the FBI. The FBI. My great aunt will call.
What, she like yellow pages?
She
FBI.
Called somebody. Yeah. She literally called somebody because she wasn't. They said that she could get a coupon at like a Rite Aid, and she was like, "You said I'll get the fucking coupon." She was calling them continuously. You never want to cross her. You do not want to cross her.
Or she's calling the president. Oh, I'll call the president.
She will.
Not in this
she
time
will.
And age. Not in this, oh my god. Not now. That
no. They had
funny.
Such balls. I have
then.
No balls to call anyone anymore. Like if I have to call somewhere, I'll avoid it.
I'll get some aggression out on the phone.
Really?
I always use my. My mom used to do, so I'll go, my mom works for the Better Business Bureau of Washington, D.C., yeah. And this is false advertisement. So I'd hate to have to ring a ding ding and get them over here, but most of the time, sometimes it works. Sometimes people are like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't own the store and I don't care.
See,
and I'm like, well, tell your boss.
In the store, a lot of times, I'm always sort of like...
It can only be false advertising.
Yeah.
Which Panera does, if I may. And I'm going to come at Panera, and I'm going to come hard.
Wow.
Because, and now it is only at the Union Square one, because I'd like to think that it was me that
was
got
wrong.
Rid of the Herald Square.
That was wrong.
Wrong. They packaged everything to go, okay? They have a commercial that tells
you... I thought you
me-
meant the other time.
Wow, multiple hits
of
Panera.
Everything to go. We're ruining the environment.
Yeah, wow. She lost it.
You can't do that. And then they show me a commercial where we're helping the community.
Not
but
so
ruining
much.
The environment?
Did you call Panera and say you're
you know
a false advertisement?
You know I
we
did.
We also
called corporate.
Got essentially kicked out of Panera, which was very wrong.
Can I tell you a silly Panera thing?
Yes.
In college, I babysat for the CEO of Panera's son.
I'm so sorry. What?
I didn't babysit. I should
membership?
Say. I didn't babysit. I was taking classes over the summer, and I played tennis my whole life, and I taught tennis, and I taught tennis to the 6-year-old boy who he was not an athlete, and by choice he would hit. He was like, if we're gonna have to play tennis, I'm gonna hit tennis balls at your head.
Well, this is the Panera world.
But then I finally found our, you know, topic to keep him from not hurting me with a tennis racket was he loved to talk about Wicked, the musical. So, you know, maybe not so much an athlete, Mom.
Oh, wow.
Right.
She was like, he's playing tennis and soccer and basketball. And I'm like, he wants to go see Wicked again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let him see Wicked.
But his dad was the owned Aubin & Panne and then bought Panera.
I can't. I'm losing
Aubin &
Panne
it. Bought Panera?
Yeah. They
Sorry.
Had like the most
this
crazy house
gas.
In Boston. And I don't know how this woman, like, I don't know how I got this job. I would teach him tennis for an hour.
Oh my God.
And then I'd be like, and he'd always talk about his dad. You know, my dad's at work. And I would be like, yeah, you know, I love Panera. I was like, you should bring me a cinnamon crunch bagel. And he looked at me one day, the 6-year-old kid, and he goes, you can buy it like the regular people. I was like,
you know what? That's a wicked
and
little
that's,
kid.
That's,
a, you're being alphabet right now, God. Bitch.
His that's, mom was like, I'm so tired. We've been hanging art all morning.
Oh, God.
I hate
oh
my life.
God.
And you're like, you know what? People.
That would, if I were on a date
so
and somebody ever said, like, some sort of stock ownership of Panera, I'd be like, swoon, you had me at hello.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. Panera has me.
Has oh, wait,
me.
She always wants to go to Panera.
She's
Panera.
She's an easy date.
Easy sell, easy date. No,
easy
I wouldn't.
No,
not
you
know easy, cheap date is what I meant.
I'm a cheap date, an
yes.
easy date.
I'm going to set you up with someone at Panera.
That's what you should do.
Well, I mean.
45-minute limit in the Union Square.
Yeah, they're quick on the timer. Speaking of timer, ding, 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 baby.
Ding-a-ring.
Time flies when
Anna.
You're having fun.
Guys,
I'll tell you that much.
Is there anything else you want to push?
Push
it on them.
Honestly, you can follow my dog on Instagram at Bobby Flay the dog.
Do it.
Trying to make him famous. He just did a video this week that I shot, so you know he's very good on camera.
Thank God.
I have nothing to plug right now. I don't know.
Yes.
Follow my show. You can find me on Twitter.
She's blowing up
at Unemployed Anna. That's about it. And
well, thank you so much.
Thank
we
you.
Love that. Thank you so much.
I love
for
you
coming.
Guys. Thanks
this
for having
so
me.
Fun.
Thank you.
I could talk with you guys all day.
Truly, this could go all day.
Yeah.
But it can't.
But it can't. You know what?
For everybody else.
Feel free to always, guys, think about your regrets. You could tweet us your regrets.
Listen, tweet us, subscribe, write reviews. We love when you do that. And, you know, engage with us. We're real people, if you can believe.
We're real people.
We're real people. It's true. So go out there and live your lives and have regrets.
Do it.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. For more podcasts, please visit foreverdogproductions.com.